Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
The sea of life is best described as stormy. This storm has resulted from man's sin, separating him from the God of peace. As the small vessel of the soul is tossed and turned by the tremendous waves of circumstance, a decision must be made. One alternative is to go it alone and weather the storm, hoping to reach a safe harbor before plunging into the deep. Another possibility is to seek out another small vessel in hopes of getting some aid or assistance. Each of these alternatives is fatal. The small vessel that tries to weather the storm alone is certain to capsize and sink beneath the angry waves. The tiny craft that depends upon another in similar circumstances will find that misery only likes company. It cannot come to the rescue.
I was drifting away on life's pitiless sea, and the angry waves threatened my ruin to be. When away at my side there I dimly descried a stately old vessel, and loudly I cried, "Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy!" And loudly I cried, "Ship ahoy!" 'Twas the old ship of Zion, thus sailing along. All aboard her seemed joyous, I heard their sweet song. And the captain's kind ear, ever ready to hear, caught my wail of distress as I cried out in fear. "Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy!" As I cried out in fear, "Ship ahoy!"
In the middle of this impossible situation, there is one bright hope for the seeking soul. The great ship Salvation, with its faithful captain Jesus Christ, has embarked upon the Sea of Life for the purpose of rescuing lost souls in distress. Each SOS is eagerly received and given a prompt reply. Quickly, the captain throws out the lifeline and invites the storm-tossed soul on board to safety. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
The good captain commanded a boat to be lowered, and with tender compassion he took me on board. And I'm happy today, all my sins washed away in the blood of my Savior, and now I can say, "Bless the Lord! Bless the Lord!" From my soul I can say, "Bless the Lord!" O soul sinking down 'neath sin's merciless wave, the strong arm of our captain is mighty to save. Then trust him today, no longer delay. Board the old ship of Zion and shout on your way. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout and sing on your way, Jesus saves.
Once aboard, the captain offers shelter from the tempest. He places the trusting sinner in the peaceful harbor, where he securely anchors the soul. Those who have fled to the captain of salvation for refuge are no longer tossed about in the stormy sea, but now have a bright eternal hope which serves as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast.
My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the word, my fetters fell off and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven.
To thy bosom flow.
A young believer serving in the armed forces was told by his fellow servicemen that he lived a sheltered life. "You're absolutely right," replied the young Christian. "I'm sheltered in the harbor of safety that the Lord Jesus Christ provides for those who put their trust in Him." Are you presently being tossed about in the stormy sea of life? There is no real value or virtue in trying to weather the storm by yourself. The course you have set can only end in eternal shipwreck. The captain of salvation is waiting for your cry of distress. Place your trust in him and allow him to bring you safely into the peaceful harbor. Once inside, you can rest upon this blessed promise. "But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear me when I call unto him. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety."
Once I was drifting, lost and in sin. Once I was dying, darkness within. Now I am living the way He planned, harbored in Jesus, kept by His hand. Harbored in Jesus, safe and secure. Harbored in Jesus, safe evermore. Storms may surround me, tempests may roar, doubts may assail me, knock at my door. Nothing shall move me from Jesus' side. Harbored in Jesus, wonderful guide. Harbored in Jesus, safe and secure. Harbored in Jesus, safe.